I think we are ready after 5 minutes of futzing around with gizmos and gadgets. That whining six-cylinder. So just backing out of the garage. Now you won't want to know what we're up to today, Pinkies. We're off on a tryst, meeting one of my most favorite gentlemen callers. We're off in the Porsche today. It's been quite busy around the old Pink Wheel Nuts garage here. Speaking of the Pink Wheel Nuts garage, we're in preparations for having one of those shows this very day, within about 8 hours from now. We will be having a Pink Wheel Nuts garage live on Pride 48. But that is not what's happening while you're listening. Now, which way are we going to go? We have an appointment, but we have plenty of time to get there. So you know what that means. We'll be taking plenty of detours to get to our destination. We have a cold car, a cold driver, and a cold transmission on a cold day. Actually, not that cold. It's actually quite pleasant at 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, we're going to need sunglasses, believe it or not. Which I am warming in my custom-made sunglass warmer. Right here, underneath my right armpit. So what's been happening, you're saying, Faye? What's going on? Well, I don't exactly know. Let's see. I've been working on Dad's life, my father's life. Been looking at my storeroom and trying to come up with a plan of attack for how I'm going to clean up my storeroom. Now, you would probably sit there and think, well, that can't be that difficult. But, you know, you gotta understand the junk. This is the thing about junk collecting. Every article that's down there in that fucking storeroom that's on that shelf can be justified for keeping it. But yet again, why are we keeping this junk? It's so difficult to decide what the cutoff line is. I no longer need these jars. I hear I have four boxes of jars for canning. And when are we going to can again? Well, there's a slim possibility that we actually will do some canning. So, really, I need to keep these jars. And they cost 28 bucks a box or something like that. So am I going to spend $28 on jam? I mean, how many bottles of jam can you buy for... Oh, fucking train. There's a train. What is with it? This is just not fair. So, you know, I look at every one of those items in my in my storeroom, and I think, well, do I keep it or not? There's a chance, what if I'm going to use it again? You know, it's ridiculous. Hanging on to crap. But then there's no need to throw it out because I can justify saving the space for these $28 worth of fucking jam, empty jam jars. And I'm not so sure that the jam economy is one that you can save money in, because how much does it cost you to buy fruit and pectin and heat hot water and buy sugar to put in your jam? Like, I want to see the business case. I want to see the business case for why I need to hang on to these fucking jam jars. I mean, seriously, I want to see a spreadsheet. I want to see a cost allocation per jar. I want to see the future value of jam, jam created, homemade jam. How much does that cost? And amortize that over the 3 or 4 years that you're going to have the jam hanging around in your basement. What about the cost of storage of all the bloody jam? I just see the things that trouble me. I just, so stressful, can't throw those bloody jam jars away. Oy. So I had to get away. I had to get away from the stress of figuring out what to do with my jam jars. So I thought maybe we could go for a drive. It's quite a lovely day here. So we're going to go and try and see if we can get ourselves in trouble. You can already hear the cops are on my tail. And I don't even have little Manuel warmed up yet. So I guess I best concentrate on my driving, folks. And I'll check in with you in a bit. Well, I guess since we're talking about cost-benefit analyses, I should give you my accountant joke. Here's one for you. What does an accountant use for birth control? His personality. Oh, well. Well, they can't all be gems. So I have this major renovation project coming up on my house. And I was surveying the project and looking at, you know, trying to develop some plans in my head about how this thing is going to go. This is like a major, major renovation. Where I'm essentially ripping apart the kitchen and tearing up floors, and it also involves my garage. Basically, I need to strip the garage and the ceiling of the garage, because the ceiling of the garage is the floor of the kitchen and the deck. The deck needs to be rebuilt. The kitchen floor needs to be rebuilt. We may need to rebuild some walls up in the kitchen. So, you know, this is a huge project. And I was planning out, you know, what to do. This is the thing, like, it's going to be an all or nothing kind of a project. Do I also plan for renovating the garage? I mean, this is the thing. Do you go all out, or do you just fix the bare minimum? Because since the whole garage is going to be torn apart, then I'd like to take that opportunity to rewire the garage to add some more power. I'd like to insulate and drywall the garage. I'd like to run speaker wires and data cabling to the garage and into the kitchen. So, I just don't know. And this is going to be a complete upset to the whole house. I don't know if we'll be able to live in the house while the renovations are going on. And where am I going to get the money? Am I going to self-fund this? Am I going to try to purchase materials prior to, you know, working up to the renovation? Where are we going to live while the place is torn apart, because we're not going to have a kitchen? I'm sure we can make do. Where am I going to store all the stuff? Which is, I'm currently going through organization of my storeroom. And then if we're going to be moving plumbing, do we replumb that whole end of the house. Oh my God, it's just gonna be a horrible, horrible project. And I don't know, you know. So this is what I'm doing this year. All this year, I hope to do the work in July. When I'm off work in July. Mr. Anderson seems to think that we should be able to do this with very little disruption to our lives. Like, what planet is this guy working on? The way I see it, it's going to take me 6 months to plan and plot, and choose materials. It's going to take, along with that, purchasing the materials, and then I have to find contractors, and then I'm going to have to project manage this whole thing on my next vacation. And so all of this has brought me to consider, and this is why I want to get Jimmy Bear on the show. I'd like to get Jimmy Bear on the Pink Wheelnuts Garage so that we can discuss and consider what is the future value that we're putting into this renovation project worth it? Or do I take that 50 grand and invest it in a nicer house that already has a kitchen that works and a deck that doesn't leak and a garage with that's completely finished? Because that's another option, right? Just pull up stakes, root up everything, and move to a nicer house. But then, if you consider the cost of moving, that's probably going to be a $30,000 fee. So what do you do? What do you do? And we've sort of committed to staying in this place. It's a good location, proximity wise to our work. It's a mediocre neighborhood. The neighborhood could be a bit nicer. So I'm really, really having a tough time. So I think what I'm gonna have to do is to project manage this thing out, figure out how much it's gonna cost me. And I think I'm going to need to decide from the final cost whether or not to proceed. Or do we just flog this house on some poor unsuspecting knob like myself who bought it the last time and move on in life and get a better house? I don't know, folks. Life is hard sometimes, right? Yeah. I don't know. This ticks me off because I never wanted to own a house. Because this is the kind of problems you have. Not that these are problems, definitely third world, first world problems. But then again, this is an asset. This is my retirement. This is a financial instrument that's contributing to my value of life in retirement. So do I invest in it now? Or do I live in a shitty house and take that money and buy a Maserati Quattroporte? I tell you what I'd like to do. Oh, geez. Well, anyway. You may have noticed that we're in a different vehicle now. I kind of cheated. We're now driving the spy car. I've been working on Mr. Anderson's motorcycle, getting his motorcycle ready for spring, I guess. He'd like to start driving it to work again. So I was working on that. And I was working on my brother's little motorcycle that we bought a couple of weeks ago. I was going to charge up the battery for him so that it was working properly. So I opened it up and I discovered that the battery, the connections to the battery, the cables, positive and negative, are just held on by little tie strips, little plastic, you know, those little plastic tie-me-up friction strips. So that's not very good. So today we're off on a mission to try to find some proper battery connecting battery bolts, which I thought I would do for my brother. I might detail that motorcycle for him too, just because I'm a nice guy. So we might be doing that today. But for the time being, we're off on a mission. I'll be getting onto the freeway here shortly, so maybe we'll end the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast here. Thank you for listening. I will keep you updated on my kitchen renovation drama. I'm sure you're all dying to know what I'm going to end up doing. Brother, can you spare a dime? All right, I'm the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening. What kind of freeway music do you think we can get organized here today? Let's see. Let's take a... No, I don't want that one. CD3. Oh, a little bit of Celtic music for y'all. Do you want to listen to this, or are you going to hang up on me now? Tricked you there, didn't I? All lost, staring.
too far, the man unforgiven.
Speaking of forgotten, I must apologize to Dennis in Colorado Springs, who sent me an email about 2 weeks ago now, and I have not yet responded to him. I just found that email again. So my apologies, Dennis. I will respond to you, or maybe we'll even talk about it on the Pink Wheelnuts Garage at 7 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride 48. All right, goodbye. Goodbye.